All right, man. So talk about your new Kickstarter campaign. What's going on with that?
Well, we're launching a new Kickstarter campaign for the new Pro Wrestling X game, and it's really kind of cool. And it's not like a regular Kickstarter. It's kind of unique because most people, they run Kickstarter campaigns to raise enough money to finish a big project. We're actually not really doing it that way this time. Our number one goal in life right now for our game is to get it on Steam. We want the game listed on the Steam service. It's where we can build a business around the game. The platform is fantastic. We can launch the game early under Steam Early Access, and we can constantly update the game for people for free. We just want to get on there so badly. We're on the Steam Greenlight, kind of like we want to call it a contest or whatever, you know, where people vote for their favorite indie games to try to get carried on Steam. And out of 1,600 games on Greenlight right now, we've been on the top 100 list for a little while. So we're hoping we can get pushed over the edge and on Steam. But one of the criteria for getting greenlit and getting on Steam, they look at your success with crowdfunding campaigns like Kickstarter. Unfortunately, we had a failed Kickstarter a couple of years ago, so we don't want that to be held against us. So we thought, hey, look, we've almost got this new Pro Wrestling X game kind of to the first early playable stages. It looks beautiful, and if we just had a couple of months where we could work full-time with our core crew, we could get this sucker, you know, you could have a match, a pretty basic little match, but you'd get a really good idea of what the next Pro Wrestling X is going to look and feel like. We don't need a lot of money to do that. Our last Kickstarter, we needed like 70 grand, but over the last year, we've had this wonderful new crew, you know, donating their time, working for peanuts when we did have money. And they've already built out a lot of the game. We've already got a lot of the core animations that we need. The art assets have all been redesigned to be current gen art assets. We're no longer working with 2004, you know, crap, trying to make it work and look good. So our new art content, not only does it look beautiful, but it's, you know, it's up to code. It's up to snuff. You know, this is like current gen stuff. We can finally take advantage of the technology these days on the PC. And really, to get that all working, we don't need a lot of money anymore because we've done a lot of the heavy lifting. We just need our core crew working together for a few months. We can polish it up, get greenlit, get the sucker on Steam so all our fans can play the damn thing. And we need, like, peanuts. Like, well, you know, relatively peanuts for a video game. We're looking at raising only $6,400 to get us to this playable version of the next Pro Wrestling X. So that's what we're going to Kickstarter for.
How do you think this game, you said before that like visually it looks different, but how else is this game an improvement over the last game in the series, Uprising?
Oh, it just feels so much tighter. I mean, the last Uprising game, because it was made with really outdated art and animations, it was really, really clunky. It was a little bit slow to respond. None of the animations flowed together properly like they should. So it had a real kind of stop-and-go, jerky kind of feel to it. And not only that, but I mean, the engine that was built for Uprising had a lot of flaws, had a lot of problems with it. You know, there was problems with you know, different support for graphics cards, for technical stuff, DirectX issues. A lot of people were getting really bad physics crashes and bugs and errors. So, you know, we made some changes with the project. Not only did we move on to way better technology, we made some changes with the crew, and we brought aboard people who have a lot more experience doing exactly what we need done. And, you know, and it's just better across the board. It's visually improved as it is. Everything about the game technically under the hood is improved as well. So there's nothing holding us back anymore. What I like saying is now when you see gameplay footage of Pro Wrestling X, I'm not sitting there making excuses and apologies. I'm actually, like, pointing out all the cool, awesome stuff now instead.
So let's hear your pitch. Why should someone contribute to your Kickstarter campaign?
Because you'll get in on the ground floor of what is going to be the premier wrestling game franchise for the PC platform. And why that is important is because you're going to actually get to help us build it out and make the decisions as we go forward of what you would like to see in a wrestling game, what you think is important. You know, we're not just going to, like, sit here behind a curtain building what we think is an awesome video game and then dump it on you. Everybody who kickstarts is going to be able to get their hands on this game at the earliest stage. It's almost like you're not really just buying a game. It's almost like you're joining the crew making it. And, you know, fingers crossed, the sucker gets on Steam. Every time you boot up the game, there's going to be updates and additions made to the game based on, you know, our fans and supporters' feedback. And this can go on, you know, for as long as people want us to keep making the game. So it really is like a revolutionary kind of way to make a wrestling game. And then this Kickstarter is really not just kickstarting like a set game. We're actually kickstarting the beginning of a wrestling platform that really has no reason to ever stop growing or evolving. So it's pretty exciting and new.
You had some really cool rewards the last Kickstarter. What are some of the rewards you're planning this time?
Well, some of the rewards are coming back because they were pretty popular, but some of the new ones we got is, well, just a little bit of history. You know, we've had people, buy our last game, Uprising, and, you know, if you bought in at a certain level, you're already guaranteed access to our next game as a reward. We've had people who've donated money in the past, and they're going to get the next game as a reward. And we just kind of thought, you know, we don't want any of these people who've given us money before to keep giving us money necessarily. We feel kind of bad. You know, it's nice to have supporters and fans kind of want to throw money at you. But we're like, geez, we've got to offer people something new, something fun, right? So we thought, okay, what can we do that no other wrestling game developer has really done before? And we're going to need crowd audio. Every wrestling game needs crowd chants and people yelling all sorts of horrible things at the wrestlers, right? So we thought, you know, what would be really fun to do is if we let, you know, a certain amount of people actually contribute their voices for crowd chants, and we'll give people like a list of chants we'll do, and we'll have samples and that, and you can just record yourself, you know, yelling, doing crowd chants into your smartphone and hit send us a file, and we can layer all of these people's voices together, and we could actually have the Pro Wrestling X fan crowd, you know, doing all the chants and whatnot on the game. And that's going to be really kind of exciting. That's going to be our early bird reward. If you decide you want to support us, even at the lowest tier, this is not something just for, you know, people with money to burn. You come in at the lowest possible tier in the first few days of the campaign. We'll invite you to come take part in the crowd chant, and you can be a part of the game forever. So that's a pretty fun, exciting little early bird reward. There's something else that we're kind of having too. You know, we've been pretty open about the history of the game as we've been making. I've been sending out a newsletter every week for 625 weeks now. There's a Guinness record for this kind of thing. I think I hold it. But I've been really open about the entire process, but there's been a few things that I've held back on, a few of really, I hate to say ugly, but there's been some really nasty, bad things happen to people and the project over the course of the project. And, you know, I didn't want any sympathy. I didn't want any, I wanted support for the positive stuff. I didn't want to bring anybody down or get, you know, sympathy support. So I kind of, you know, protected the fans from some of the bad stuff. Well, we're not going to be protecting anymore because we are going to offer a podcast. Anybody who supports the project, even at the lowest possible tier, and honestly, even if we fail to meet the goal, we're still going to give out this podcast, which is going to be titled something along the lines of The Secret Hard to Believe History of Pro Wrestling X. And there is just there's some nasty, fun, ugly stuff in there. There's stories about WWF legends who are working on the project secretly that we couldn't talk about. And, there was crew members who at one point were on their deathbed. We didn't tell anybody about because we didn't want, you know, the sympathy kind of angle. So there's some real fun. Luckily, everything turned out for the best, or we wouldn't be here today. But it's going to make for a really cool kind of, you know, the dirt kind of podcast on Pro Wrestling X. So just a few fun little rewards that we can offer people for the first time.
All right, man. Is there anything else that you want to say about the upcoming Kickstarter?
I just want to thank everyone for coming and supporting the new Kickstarter. We're really excited about it because it is kind of a new angle, a new kind of way of doing things. The goal is relatively low, so we got our fingers crossed. I mean, last time we did a Kickstarter, we ended up we gained something like $23,000 worth of pledges, but we were asking for $70,000, so we didn't quite make it. So again, you know, people are kind of asking, well, why aren't you asking for like $20,000 at least? Because that's what you made last time. And again, it's not because we're being greedy and trying to come at people for money. We want an opportunity just to get to that next little playable level, so we can get this game on a solid distribution channel like Steam and start just delivering a playable game to people in exchange for money this time, as opposed to just constantly asking for help up front and promises of the future, right? We are so close to being able to deliver something current and playable, and we don't need a lot of money to do that, so we're not asking for a lot. And we hope people can appreciate the sentiment and the passion behind the project and come out and support the Kickstarter on Monday.